Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, Laura Himmelstein from Katona, New York.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
A question for you. What is a good age for reading the book Huckleberry Finn to kids, and what's a bad age, do you think?
I think a good age that you could start at is probably upper elementary school and to middle school. My kids are reading it in high school, actually.
And you're comfortable with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there an age that's too young to read the book?
Well, I tried to start reading the book to my kids as a family read when they were quite young, which was probably kindergarten, first grade, and that was a mistake.
Because?
Well, I found myself leaving out the N-word and realized I was censoring the book. And I don't think that a book should be read with censoring like that.
Well, Laura Himmelstein's dilemma is a reality for some folks who are going to offer an edited version without the N-word of the book Huckleberry Finn. It's a discussion we started on the program yesterday, and we got a lot of responses. Laura Himmelstein listens to our program here in New York State, but here's a takeaway listener from Seattle.
I think it's great that they're going to reissue a good copy of the book, and this should have been done a long time ago. The fact that it wasn't done, it shows we haven't really crossed those bridges as a nation, and we're still focusing on censorship.
Well, Huckleberry Finn was an attempt by Mark Twain to begin the cross of the bridge of the racial divide in the United States, and Bob from Randolph, Massachusetts, was outraged by the idea of censorship. He wrote into thetakeaway.org, I would agree with all the commentators that this is a terrible case of censorship, except for one thing. Huckleberry Finn cannot be read aloud on public radio. If a book can be banned from the public airways on a network, which is broadcast to adults, why can't it be bowdlerized to shield children and adolescents? Here's someone, here's another listener.
This is Larry Contratti, retired social studies and English teacher. The thing to do with Mark Twain and Huckleberry Finn is rather than begin to censor books, you simply don't use it and save it till high school.
So, Laura, the saving of the book till later on is actually the approach that you would use rather than trying to do an edited version of the book for the early grades.
That's absolutely right, because you lose the substance and you lose the historical context of the book if you start censoring it. And although I want my children to have the rich literature, I want them to have the whole rich literature.
Is part of the lesson of Huckleberry Finn, and that's what this story is about in a sense, is understanding the origin of the N-word, and that's a tall task?
It's absolutely a tall task, and that could be part of the lesson, as I understand it. You know, every author agonizes over each word that they put down on the page. And to take out one of those words is a disservice to the author as well as to the intent of the book.
You know, I'm actually admiring of you that you chose to try to read it aloud to your young kids. I mean, the vernacular, the dialect in Huck Finn alone is a challenge, let alone the individual words like the N-word.
That's absolutely true. And I think that I realized that quickly into the book and decided to leave it for them, either for us to read later on together or for them to read on their own, so they can truly get the experience.
But trying to bring that vernacular to life in the 1880s was what Mark Twain was trying to do as a literary exercise. Do you think he succeeded?
I absolutely do, yes.
So you're a fan?
I am, yes.
Laura Himmelstein, accountant and listener on our flagship station, WNYC, in Katona, New York, talking about the decision to offer an edited version of Huckleberry Finn for use in lower grades and the controversy and discussion it's caused at thetakeaway.org. Do you have a view? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.